Second parak in Masechta Shabbos deals with Hadlaka Seder Shabbos, and the Mishnah mentioned that they're not permitted to use neither oils nor wicks for Hadlaka Seder Shabbos, which will not burn well. Because there's a double problem. One problem that the flame may go out, and then you'll be left eating in the dark. You won't have your Einik Shabbos. And number two, that the flame may flicker, he may forget that it's Shabbos and he may correct it, in which case that would be a violation of the Melacha of Havorah. So the Gemara has the whole sugi of Hanukkah, most of the Zimah Hanukkah, in the Perek HaMadlikin, because the whole discussion begins as follows. These Sivus HaShmanim, these wicks and these oils that are mentioned in the Mishnah that don't burn well, that you're not allowed to use on Shabbos because the light may go out and you'll be left in the dark and you'll be lacking any Shabbos. Or the light may flicker and you'll forget that it's Shabbos and you may, in the middle of eating the soup, in the middle of eating, you may correct the light. What's the story with Hanukkah? I permitted to use these lights on Hanukkah. So the Gemara says it depends on two issues. The two issues being, number one, is it mutal l'hishtamish liyora or not? Are you permitted to get hanor from the near Hanukkah? You're not allowed to get any hanor from the near Hanukkah, so then you don't have to be concerned that the person will be, if you just look like when you say, in one of the truths, l'hishtamish liyora or not, you just fear at the candles. You don't get any hanor from it. The person will not be absent-minded, he won't be involved in something else, he won't be eating the yora near, reading the yarn there, that he'll be so engrossed in what he's doing that when the flame is going to flicker, he's going to go and correct the flame. He's not allowed to use it, he just stares at it. But then there's not a shashat shema yisakim. Or, that's one issue, whether mutter l'shtamish liyor ner chanukah, or asa l'shtamish liyor ner chanukah. And the other issue is whether cups are zokah klo, cups ain't zokah klo. If the ner chanukah goes out, are you afraid to think that it should burn for the whole half hour? I'm sorry, I forget the word. It's the same thing tomorrow that it's a half hour. I forget that. The Rama writes approximately half hour. So the Gemara has the question, you put in so much oil that it should be able to burn for this minimum amount of time, let's say, probably to take a half hour. What if the flame goes out in the middle of the half hour? It coughs, or if it went out. Do you say Zolkaflo, you're obligated to light it again? You say, no, cops ain't a zonka close. The flame goes out, you're not mechuyev to light it again. So if you're not mechuyev to light it again, so then it doesn't really bother me if the flame will go out. So what's so terrible if I use psilos and shmonim, shama chachamim, that the chachamim said you shouldn't use the Shabbos because the flame may go out and on Shabbos you'll be left in the dark, and you'll be lacking, and on Shabbos you'll be eating in the dark. And on Chanukah, the din is that if the flame goes out, you yoytze anyway, as long as you did have loka ksheir of the shaitan. So then if the plane goes out, it's gone. You don't have to be concerned about the fact Dilma Pasha will understand. It may not bother to fix the plane. So these are the two issues that this shaila depends on. So Halacha L'maaseh, the Gemara comes to the conclusion that Kovso ain't no zaka klo. And if Hanukkah goes out, one is not obligated to light it again a second time. And therefore the Halacha should be that you're permitted to use these psilos hashmonim during the weekdays. But even if the flame goes out and he won't relight it, I'm going to eat a mitzvah to relight it, then he should burn for the whole half hour. But even if it'll be poshe and he won't relight it, so the din is garnished. He's there to say anyway. And then the question is, on Shabbos, are you permitted to light Ner Chanukah on Friday afternoon with these Psilos HaShmonim? Are you concerned that he's going to be so engrossed in doing whatever he's doing, in reading or eating, that he may forget and instinctively, by reflex action, he may go, if the flame is on a flicker, he may go fix the flame. So we pass in Allah that it's also the Ishtamish Liyoraneh. You're not allowed to use the Yoraneh. So therefore, that Kashash doesn't apply, that he may be misaken the Yoraneh. So therefore, the Gemara comes to the conclusion that these wicks and these oils that the Chachamim forbid us from using on Shabbos, the Havlada Lehem Shabbos. You may use on their Hanukkah, both on Friday afternoon of Hanukkah, going into Hanukkah, as well as all week long. Dein b'chol, dein b'shabbos. That's the first piece of Gemara. That's how it came into Masechta Shabbos. That's how it came into Perek Tana Madlis. It's the first piece of Gemara, the Sugya of Ner Hanukkah. The Beis Halevi raises a question over here. Why should anybody want to say such an idea? That Kofsa Eino Zochus Lo. The Pashtus is that the Takanas Chachamim was to light Ner Hanukkah, that everybody should see it, and they wanted it to burn for half an hour, and it's for the sake of the Tzumi Niso. So let's say you have a Bakore, and the Bakore on Purim does a good job, and he starts laying, and then he faints in the middle. So he says, as long as he started off okay, even if he faints and he doesn't finish, the Mikra Megillah is okay. But he didn't finish. You have to finish the Niso. So why should you stay over here? That cups any Zalka clause, that if he lit the candle and it went out, he doesn't have to light it again. Why? A very strange svara. The Pashta should have been. The svara Chitzayim should have been. The Sarasvara should have said. Kofsa Zochor, he wanted to burn for the full half hour to get the full Mishumi Nisa. Very strange. So the Shulchan Aruch, Rav Yosef Kara writes in the text of the Shulchan Aruch, Chachidish, which doesn't really say in the earlier Rishonim. He relates this topic of Kofsa Zochor to a Kofsa Eino Zochor law, to a question that the Gemara has on Chavdeis on Deis. The Gemara has a shayla, Diboy Elohu, that 10 lines from the bottom, Diboy Elohu, the Amoraima raised the question, do you say Hadloka is a mitzvah, or should you say Hanocha is a mitzvah? When you light the candles of Ner Hanukkah, do you say the Hadloka is the act of the Maisa mitzvah? Or do you say, no, the placing down of the menorah is the Maisa mitzvah? What kind of a hakira is that? Sounds very strange. Like the Telza Hakir, when you stir the spoon with the sugar in the cup of tea, what makes the tea sweet? Is it the stirring of the spoon? You just need the sugar to know when the sugar disappears, then you stir the spoon enough? Well, no, the sugar makes it sweet, and you have to dissolve the sugar. What kind of Hakir is this? Whether Havlok is the mitzvah, Hanoch is the mitzvah. It's a very strange. What's an Afkamina? The Gemara says in Afkamina is, what is the Nusach HaBrocha? Do you say, Shekhidasham Sasan, Allah Hadlik Ner Shal Hanukkah? That's on the top of Chav Gimel Amid Aleph, 6 lines from the top. That's a demonstration that the Havlok is in. Alright. So that's an Afkamina regarding the Nusach HaBracha. Yeah, but leave out the Nusach HaBracha. What is an Afkamina Halacha L'maisa aside from the Nusach HaBracha? Yeah, the Hadlaka is the Mitzvah, Hanacha is the Mitzvah. So the Gemara first thought that the difference will be, what if a person lights a menorah, he holds on to the menorah the whole time, he never puts it down. If you say Hadlaka is the Mitzvah, then he's Yaitse. And the Hanacha is the Mitzvah, so he never placed the menorah down on any, it's not resting on anything. So the Gemara says, no, that's not correct. Because Rava made a statement, Hayatapis Nachankazio, I mean, if a person holds the menorah, so he also will like, well, it's not Yaitse anything. The Gemara thinks that it does not necessarily indicate that Hanacha is the Mitzvah, because there's no Pishim in Nisa over here. If a person walks around with a candle, he stands still with a candle, people think, Haraya Oimer, the onlooker, will think, Vitzachuhu the onlooker. They admit it to his own witnesses. No one will realize that there's any Pishim in Nisa over here. And the Gemara says, that's not an Afkamina. So what could possibly be an Afkamina? So the Gemara says, well, an Afkamina should be in the following case. What if the person does a Hadlokeh, and a Mokim where you're not Yotzeh? Where is the Hadlokeh supposed to be? So the Gemara Amchav Aleph on the base quotes a Bryce, he's supposed to be modeling Ner Hanukkah mitzvah lahanicha al pesach leis al mibachutz. What does it mean? Mitzvah lahanicha sounds like lahatchila. Usually the word mitzvah means lahatchila, it's not miyakeh b'dieved. Otherwise you should have said Ner Hanukkah tzorach lahanicha al chayiv lahanicha. Mitzvah sounds like it's lahatchila. It sounds from the Gemara and from the Bryce. It's not about the Bryce and Masrech HaSofer. Mitzvah lahanicha al pesach leis al mibachutz. You should light the Ner Hanukkah on the outside. Then it says, "V'bishas ha'sakana minicha shulchan v'dayo." If there's a sakana, either a sakana snifoshes that the nochrim make exer against the other religions, they don't allow other people to observe their religion, so we're afraid poshes of a sakana snifoshes they can kill you for keeping the religion, or not necessarily a sakana snifoshes. Tyson raises this question. Doesn't necessarily mean that it's a sakana snifoshes that they made exer hashmad against the other religions. Perhaps it just means it's a sakana to the Ner Hanukkah, because So there used to be the fire worshippers who lived in Zoroastrians who lived in Bavel, and the Tanaim who lived in Eretz Yisrael were writing these brises that they were aware of this, that there was such a sakana that they would go collect all the candles from everybody's home. Once in a while they would even go inside the homes and confiscate the candles at night. But usually they didn't go inside the homes, they would just take the candles from the front of the homes, because it was not so much that they were preventing anybody from worshipping another religion, but rather that this is part of their religion, that all the flames at night have to be dafka in their church or whatever for the sake of their religion. So they would go collect all the candles. So the other interpretation that Tosfos has is that the Shas for Sakana is not a Sakana Snatoshis that the Jews are observing the Jewish religion, but rather it's a Sakana to the candle. So the Shas for Sakana, if you leave it outside, let you light the menorah outside and the wind is going to blow it out. It's not the Yotze. Like you didn't put in enough oil to burn for a half hour. The Gemara says you have to put in the shiura. The Gemara says 10 lines from the top of Chol Pahalim says you have to put in enough oil that it should turn. So if you put in less oil than a half hour's worth, you're not yotze. What if you put in 10 hours worth, but you put it in a location where the wind is blowing? It's going to blow it out. So then you're not yotze. Or over here, what if you put it in a location where you know in advance that the chavre, that the ugly avodah zara are going to blow it out? So then it's like a wind that's going to blow it out. So you're not yotze. So then the Brisa says, and Masech HaSof, you have to light it inside. Minichal Shulchanai, the dial.
What if you put it in a place that when you blow it out, and then you close the door, it's a little
square.
Now the
wind right? The Pashto says it, then it's good. That's all part of the Adlok.
You know, you put it originally in a place
that it's blowing out. If you put it L'chatkila, I'll ask to put it in a container. If you put it L'chatkila, Shalom, I'll ask to put it in a container. And then later on he changes his mind. So then the Hadlaka was no good. And we passed the Hadlaka as in it. But if the L'chatkila, when he did the Hadlaka, he intended to fix it up in such a way that it's not very well. And that's part of the Hadlaka. Putting in oil, you had an option of putting it all in before, but by the menorah, you have no option. But what is going to do? Climb inside the box. You like to have an airtight box that you climb inside the light. This is the normal way to light. If you light the candle, then you put the cover on top. It's a mini garland. That's how you do it. That's part of the Hadlaka. So here it's a question how to read this brisa. The brisa says that the shas has sakana. If you're afraid that the candle is not going to last over there, or sakana snafoshes, and the nichal shulchan v'dai, you put it inside the house. That means that you light the ner chanukah inside the house with the bracha. Because when the Brisan says mitzvah l'michal pesach beis mitzvah kutz, that's just a mitzvah l'chatchila to light it on the outside. But if you light it inside, you have less pesumimis, you have less people seeing the ner chanukah, but still you'll be in fulfillment of the mitzvah. So you say a bracha, or maybe you should say no. The mitzvah l'michal really means leikuvah, even though Ramban writes in the Sefer HaMitzvah, whenever it says mitzvah, means mitzvah l'chatchila. The Pashtun, usually there are always exceptions to the rule, but the word mitzvah usually just means l'chatchila. So one could read the brisa differently, that the din requires that hadlokas neres chanukah must be al mibachutz. If you only have the shemidim, so for the bnei bais, you're not getting anything. Hadlok has to be outside. But the shas ha-sakana say you cannot fulfill a mitzvah. Okay, so make at least a zecha to the mitzvah. So light the candles inside the house without a bracha, just have a zecha to the mitzvah. So there are two ways to read this brisa. What's the din if you cannot, if you don't light the neres outside? If you light inside, is there a kiyama mitzvah or not? Obviously today our practice is that we light the candles inside with a bracha. So we assume that the mitzvah is only l'chatchila, and the shas ha'shkach, so you light the mitzvah incompletely by lighting it inside the house. That's how we understand the bracha. But here the Gemara Chofetz on the base originally understood otherwise. The Gemara in raising the question whether hadlocha is a mitzvah, not is a mitzvah, so the Gemara wants to know what's enough kamina l'halacha. Really, what's enough for me, Allahu Ma'isa? What's the difference? The guy's holding the mirror the whole time. No, there is no pisum in Nisa. Harayam al Tzarchu with the Adlakov. There's no pisum in Nisa at all. It'll happen after me. What is the Nusach Abrocha? Should you say Lahadlakov or should you say Lahadlakov? But that's not the whole Nafkimina. You have to have some better Nafkimina. You have to have a real Nafkimina Lahadlakov. And based on determining whether the mitzvah is fulfilled by Hadlakov or Anokha, that's how you'll decide what the Nusach Abrocha should be. So what is the nafkamina? The first. So the Gemara thought maybe this is the nafkamina. Rava has a statement: if it lika libefnum, if libefnim, if someone lit the ner chanukah in the house and then he takes it outside, So Rava says that he's not yotze the mitzvah. Lo yase v'lo yikum. So the Gemara raised the question: why should that be so? So the Gemara thought pshat and Rava must be reading pshat in the braiser. that you're supposed to light the Ner Chanukah al Pesach night based on Mibachutz outside. If you light inside, you're not Yosef. If you light inside, it's only a Zecher Mitzvah. And it's the Yikuvah. Even though the Brice is using the expression Mitzvah, means that it's the Yikuvah. And if you light inside, you're not Yosef. So the Gemara thought, oh, here, Chapan Afkamina. What if the person lights the menorah inside the house, and the Adlaka B'Shas Maisa has no Kima Mitzvah, and then he carries the menorah outside and he puts it in front of the house? If the din would be that Hanacha is in Mitzvah, so he did a Hanacha outside in his Yosef. But if the din is Hadlaka is in Mitzvah, so then the Gemara thought, Hadlaka b'mkom obinam. You have to have the Hadlaka in the Mokam Haroi l'Mitzvah Sner Chanukah. And this is not a Mokam Haroi. They're guessing, they're trying to figure out what in the world is Rava talking about. Why does Rava say that you're not Yosef? So they thought that probably Rava thought the Pshat and the Braisek, if you light inside, you're not Yosef. Even if you light inside, you put it outside, you're also not Yosef, because Hadlaka is in Mitzvah. If the din would have been Hanacha is in Mitzvah, you would have been Yosef. That's how the Gemara suggested. So you have a right that Rabbi thinks Halakha is Mitzvah. Then Gemara rejects it. Gemara says not necessarily so. Asam Nami, there also you can say Harayu Ha'ema, the Tzarkul Hu Di'Azaka, just like if a person is standing and holding on to the Ner Chanukah. Here, toughest Ner Chanukah, the person holds the Ner Chanukah for a couple of hours, like a statue, so he's not Yotzei. Not necessarily because we say Hanacha is in Mitzvah. No. Because you say that there's no pisum insta. All right, I'm going to talk with the article. So similarly over here, even if you lit the menorah inside and you yotzei, but if you take it outside when you start walking with it, the people will think that it's like a person, it's dark, and he's walking with a lantern. The people will think, what's the din if a person lights the menorah, then he blows it out? We had a machlekes, what if the person lights the menorah, then it goes out on its own? Blew out on its own. So that was a machlekes, and we passed some cups of it. If it blew out in his office, you don't have to light it again. What is kibbo? What if he blows it out on purpose? So then the achrayim say, if he blows it out, then everybody agrees that you have to light it again. He's supposed to, the mitzvah of Ner Chanukah means you should light it in such a way that it should look like it's going to last for half an hour. The guy lights it, it's going to last, then he blows it out. So that's like lighting lachatila in a place where the, it's worse than lighting in a place where the wind may blow it out, or you light it in a place where the goyim may confiscate it, or may blow it out, or may take it away. So here also, you light it in a place where it's going to burn half an hour, then you blow it out. So that's worse than lighting in a place where the goyim may blow it out. So for sure you're not Yosef. So that's how the Gemara understood over here. If a nikah be mitzvah, he lit it inside, then he starts walking around with the candle. Oh, the minute he starts walking around with the lantern, with the candle, that's considered like blowing it out. He didn't blow it out, but blowing it out with respect to the Bissim and Issa element. So since he walks around, the onlooker will think, the tzarchu will be onlooker. See, if you have a candle sitting on the table in front of the house, there's two ways to interpret it. Either it's an Ner Chanukah, and it's a Bissim and Issa, or it's to illuminate the street. You can say like this, you can say like that. But if the guy's walking around with this, there's only one way to, there's more svara to interpret that it's the tzarchu with the anukah. So that's the equivalent of blowing out the candle. So the Gemara says that's not enough nafkamina. That's not enough nafkamina. If the person lived in Ner Chanukah in the house, again, just to review, Rava made a statement, and we're trying to guess what is the rationale for the statement. He didn't tell us the reason. He says if someone lights the Ner Chanukah in the house, and then he takes it outside in front of the house, not Yotzei. I'm not sure exactly what that's based on. The first thing more is trying to conjure up a time and say, oh, premise number one is that if you light in the house, you leave it in the house, you're not getting sick. Either Bryson says, mitzvah, b'shas ha-sakan minas. No, mitzvah means likuvah. B'shas ha-sakan is just a zechel of mitzvah s'necharekin. So this is all part of the assumption. Then the assumption, the next assumption is that hadlaka is the mitzvah, not hadlaka is the mitzvah. So even though he placed the menorah outside, he's not Yotzei because the Hadlaka was not the Hashem. Then the Gemara says, not necessarily so. The Yolam, you can back out from all the premises. You can say if you light it in the house, you are Yotzei. And that's our assumption. We assume like the Maskanas of Gemara. Gemara rejects this whole avenue. We assume that mitzvah la'anicha mitzvah just means mitzvah min amukha. It's preferable. It's a heathen to light it outside. You light it inside, you're also Yotzei the mitzvah. And you say a bracha also. Menicha shulchan b'dayu means the yotzei the mitzvah, not just the zechel the mitzvah. I said, why is it if you lit it inside, you took it outside? So what's wrong? Here it's good and here it's good. So what's wrong? Why does Rava say not yotzei? Because that's taking it, walking with it for 2 minutes is the equivalent of kibbo. It's considered as if he extinguished it, because when he walks with it, the people will think the tzarcha hu di'adlaka. So we still have no nafkamina ledina, whether the din is hadlaka is a mitzvah or hanacha is a mitzvah. The Gemara finally quotes a different proof. Rabbi Shua ben Levi speaks about a person who lived near his Chanukah, an Erev Shabbos, a Friday night, and he lit up a long yahrzeit log that's going to burn for 2 days. So it's burning all Shabbos, not only into the middle of the night, Friday night, burnt all Shabbos and still burning Matzoi Shabbos. So what do you do then? So the Rabbi Shua ben Levi says, Mechaba, you have to blow it out. Umadlika, and you light it again on Matzoi Shabbos. Why don't you just leave it the way it is? No, you're not yet. If you light, let's say you take, when people sit shivas and they have a candle that burns for 7 days. Let's say they should sell a candle that burns for 8 days. The first night of Chanukah, we should light a candle, just like in the days of the Beis Hamikdash. They lit a candle and burned for 8 days straight. So you see from Rabbi Shimon Levi, you're not yetzer if you do like that. The Pashtus is in the Beis Hamikdash, they wouldn't be yetzer either. If a miracle really happened, they light the candles on one night and the candles burn for 8 days straight, the Pashtus is that you're not yetzer in this. That's a major problem with the whole story, the way we usually assume that that's what happened, that the Kohen lit the candles, there was only enough oil for one night. They lit the candles the first night and a miracle occurred and they continued burning all late nights. So they weren't yet to the mitzvah of halakha. A nice miracle, beautiful. But they're not yet to the mitzvah of halakha. Neighbors, they say something, you have to light. That's what they quote the kasha from all the Chaim Soloveitcher. They quote from the Chassidish and the Mishnah. Everybody has that kasha. What good is a miracle if you're not yet to the mitzvah? So they have not so smooth. The Terutzim are not so smooth. They're not fully. Not sure exactly what the story is over here. The Beis Yosef has a famous kasha, why do we observe Chanukah for 8 days? There was enough oil for one day, so you should only, and the miracle is only the extra 7 days, so why shouldn't we just observe Chanukah for 7 days? That's a famous kasha that the Beis Yosef has. So the Beis Yosef suggests three terutzim. All the kasha with these three terutzim all appear in the Meiri. The terutzim in a different order. Yes, it wasn't mechavin to the order of the terutzim. The exact same three terutzim appear in the Meiri on this Gemara. So one of the three terutzim would answer this kasha. The others would be problematic. One suggestion made by the Meiri and the Beis Yosef was that that maybe they thought that it's going to take a week till they get Shem and Tohar. They're going to have to go to some distant location to squeeze out olives, and they're going to have to send people to the Torah to squeeze out olives, and then to bring it back. So they assessed that it would take 8 days. So they divided the oil that they had. They had only enough oil for one night, so they divided the oil into eight parts, and every night they lit a little bit of the oil. So maybe that's the pshat. So every night they did a separate hadlaka. Not that they lit it the first night and it lasted for all 8 days. It lasted for all 8 days, a beautiful miracle, but you're not yet to the mitzvah. So that's the suggestion that the Meiri and the Beis Yosef made. It's also problematic. They lit enough oil only to burn for 1/8 of the night, so you're not yet to the mitzvah either. So what, they relied on a miracle? They were relying on advance on a miracle that I thought Israel was going to make a miracle. How did they know he was going to make a miracle? They didn't know. You're not supposed to be lost. You're not supposed to rely on a miracle. It's also problematic. Not that there's something missing in that answer also. Not complete. But later, the Chassam Sofer and others make a suggestion. So really, if you have very little oil, if you have very thin wicks, the oil will burn all night long. That's not a problem. If you want to have very little oil, the thick wicks, then you need a miracle. But if you have a little bit of 1/8 of the oil and you have the wicks of 1/8 the thickness of the other, so you'll have a very tiny flame. It will burn all night long. So every night they poured in 1/8 of the oil that they had, and B'Shas HaTzchak they were going to make skinny wicks. But there would be a nair. There would be a nair in the menorah. There would be yotzei the mitzvah in the oven. It wouldn't be a beautiful nair. It wouldn't be lamadrin. And then the miracle occurred that it burnt as if it would have been full wicks. So there's a lot missing in the Gemara. That's what happens. A lot missing in the Gemara. So it's very unclear. Anyway, so here this is what the Gemara is talking about. Such a case over here. No miracle. A person lit the Chanukah. He lit on Friday afternoon. The Leil Shabbos of Chanukah. He lit such a candle that's going to burn for 30 hours. So it burns 24 hours, and then it's going to burn into Matzoi Shabbos. Another 6 hours. So the Shulam Levi says you're not going to say that. You have to blow it out, and you have to light it again. Mechaba. You have to blow out the flame and madlika, light it again. Period. Okay, so that's fine. But the Gemara argues that only makes sense if you hold hadlaka is in this. If the older mitzvah consists of halacha, then you're okay. But if the din is that halacha is a mitzvah, so then you're not yotzei. So then you have to pick up the menorah every night and put it down again. Never heard of that one. Usually people light the menorah and they leave the menorah in the same location. You put the menorah by the window the first night of Hanukkah, you put a new candle. Let's say, so the second night of Hanukkah you put a new candle. What if after the menorah went out the first night, you put in the candle midnight? Midnight of the first night, put in the candle. But that's not a good hanocha. You can't be yotzei the mitzvah with that. So then, according to this opinion that hanocha is a mitzvah, if you just light the menorah the next night, you're not yotzei. You have to put in the candles at night. You have to either put in the candles, or if you put in the candles on before, you have to pick up the menorah, put it down again. You always need a hanocha. Wild idea. Why should you say hanocha is a mitzvah? So the Gemara says, Rabbi Shmuel ben Levi's statement that if the Ner Chanukah is still burning l'mon Shoy Shabbos, you have to blow it out and light it again, and that's it. And you say, so that's good if you hold halacha is a mitzvah. But if you think halacha is a mitzvah, you didn't do a halacha. You have to pick it up and put it down again. So from the fact that nobody does that, nobody puts it, no one's mocked it to put the candle, that's the halacha, to put the candle in the second night, put the candles in the third night. You put all the candles in the third night. Put everything in. No, then you have to pick up the menorah. No, then you have to put in the candles that night. So Shema Minah, that's the conclusive proof that the halacha is that that halacha is a mitzvah. We don't say halacha. We don't say halacha is a mitzvah. We say halacha is a mitzvah. This guy, and then the Gemara says that this corresponds to the Nusach HaBroch, and then we say lahadlik ner shel Chanukah as opposed to lahaniach ner shel Chanukah. That's how it says in the Gemara. Then the Gemara has another nafkamina lahalacha. What if the halacha will be done by a cherishay to the kotel on behalf of all the members of the household? So if the din would have been hanocha is a mitzvah, so all you have to do is pick up the menorah and put it down. Meshay mitzvah snechanikin, you'll be yotzei. But since the din is that halacha is a mitzvah, since the halacha was done by a lav bar chiyuva by a cherishay to the kotel, so no one is yotzei. Without those adults who are passed by mitzvah not yotzei, without they have to light again, they have to blow it out and light it again. Again, interesting, if the din would have been halacha is a mitzvah, then the hadlaka done by the cherishah to the kotel would have been okay. You would just have to pick it up and put it down, because hadlaka is not the kima mitzvah. The kima mitzvah consists of the hanocha, so you do the hanocha, right? But because we pass on halacha that hadlaka is a mitzvah, so that's why that's not good enough. So we have a couple of strange things over here. Why was there an opinion in the Gemara that Hanocha is a mitzvah? Very strange idea. It's rejected. Okay. The Gemara had any bias. The Gemara kept on going before that. I mean, we read the piece of the Gemara 20 lines, 10 lines over here, 10 lines over there, but there's more before about this. The Gemara alludes to this subject. Why do they have such a strange subject? Why should anybody in his right mind say that Hanocha is a mitzvah? That's very strange. Why should anybody say over here, why should anybody say that that's talking about halacha, that kofsa ain't a zotav lo. If the flame goes out, you don't have to light it again. Why not? But don't you want to have a half an hour to simulisa? The Chachamim wanted that it should burn for half an hour. Where did they get these strange ideas from? And this talk is la halacha. The other one, the hanocha, is a mitzvah, is not la halacha. But this one, the kofsa ain't a zotav lo, this is accepted la halacha. It's very strange. So the Beis HaLevi has in his Sefer HaChumash, Beis HaLevi has Roshes and Chumash, and Bereishis and Shmos. And in addition to the drushes on Chumash, she has chidushi Torah on the sugi of Chanukah there. It has chidushim on the sugi of Mezuzah also, unrelated to Chanukah, unrelated. So the Beis HaLevi claims that these two ideas of kofsa, eino zochek lo, which is accepted lalo, and hanocha is a mitzvah, which is not accepted lalo, where did they come from? Because they came from the Beis HaMikdash. Because the whole hadlokas neiros Chanukah that we do is obviously a zecher to the hadlokas hamenorah in the Beis HaMikdash. So he claims that in the Beis HaMikdash, if the flame would go out in the middle of the night, they wouldn't have to rekindle it again. The halacha would be that in the Beis HaMikdash is not for the sake of consuming nisa. So he claims that you just do your hadlokah, and if it goes out the middle, you don't have to light it again. So that was the Gemara Shaila. Since the hadlokah hamenorah on Chanukah is zecher to Beis HaMikdash, and in the Beis HaMikdash the din was kofsa ein uzokas lo, to close out, you don't have a mitzvah to light it again. You did your mitzvah, claimed that the mitzvah hadlokah in the beginning of the night, So should we say that the Ner Chanukah should follow the rules of the Beis HaMikdash, or should I say no? Since the whole purpose of Hadlakas Ner Chanukah is Pesumi Nisa, they want it to burn for the half hour. So if it goes out, you have to rekindle it till it, till you get your full half hour's worth. So here the, what do you mean, tell me?
Completely.
Whatever was left burning in the morning, they blew out, and then they lit it again, according to the Rambam. All the other Rishonim disagree. They said it's only Hadlach of Balayla. The Gemara has a lashon. There was a near tumah. That doesn't say chumash. The Gemara says from the thread and nevis. I'm in error. The Beis HaMikdash one was a near tumah. Then the Gemara has a machlokes, which is the near barovi. That was the near tumah that burned all day. That's a different thing. But that was a nest. The near tumah. That's not a dinch. That's not a dinch. It's not required. It has to be tumah. Tumah stayed by lachem apanim. Lachem apanim lefanai tumah. That's a machlokes satanayim in the Mishnah, whether the lachem apanim should sit on the shulchan 4 7 days a week, 24 hours a day, and when they switch on Shabbos, Erev Shabbos, they bake the lechem apanim. On Shabbos, they put it on the shulchan, so they should, as the Kohanim are removing this week's lechem apanim, the new Kohanim should put on this week's lechem apanim immediately. Their hands are there, their fists are right next to the fists of the other Kohanim, and placing on the new lechem apanim. The shulchan shouldn't be sitting even one moment without lechem apanim. Well, no, it's not necessary that it should be mamish continuously. It just means on a regular basis that the first lechem apanim should be for a week. Even if you remove the first lechem apanim Shabbos morning, and the other lechem apanim, the new one, you put Shabbos afternoon, you're in Mincha time, it's also called time. So that's a mamish. I don't know. I remember in Chumash that it says time. Say something. I don't know. There must be on a regular basis. Because it didn't burn all day and all night. No one said it burned all day. It wasn't their tummy, that was a nest. The nest didn't always work. The nest didn't always work. That was a nest in Hashemite. They put into the Nehemiah Rogue Shem and Kechadeh Rosel, they put in the same amount of oil that they put in the oven. And it used to burn all day. It used to burn all day for 24 hours. Till the next night they blew it out and then they lit it again. But there is no requirement that it has to be tum. It doesn't have to burn all day long. Okay, you shouldn't use such psilas as shmonim. Should not be used for the Shamas that will not burn well.
Correct.
Okay. Because you're allowed to get enough from the Shamas. That's correct. The Gemara is talking about the Shamas. The Gemara is talking about the Ner Chanukah, not using the Shamas. So getting back again over here, the Beis HaLevi claims that these two strange Svaris, that have this rubber the wrong way a little bit, the Kafsa Enozakas law, which isn't accepted la Lacha, that's how we task it. And the svara of Hanocha Isa Mitzvah, which is not accepted in Halacha, that's rejected in the Maskana. He says that the Amoraim got this in the Beis HaMikdash. He claims, doesn't really say the Zeresh, he claims that in the Beis HaMikdash the din was that if the Kohanim lit the menorah in the evening when they're supposed to, the din, and it blew out, so the din would lead a kafsa and it was off the floor. Now we have to rekindle it again. So that, Dumi the Beis HaMikdash is accepted in Halacha. He passed from kafsa and it was off the floor. And the other Dumi, the Beis HaMikdash, was that Hanocha is a Mitzvah. And he claims, he points that, Rav Chaim points this one out. It's not the Beis HaLevi, Rav Chaim has this one. Son of the Beis HaLevi. So he writes in his Sefer that the Rambam has a Machlokes with all the other Rishonim, how to read the Gemara in Yuma. The Gemara in this second parak in Yuma discusses the din azara korev yumas. That azar means a non-kohen. Those are korbes korbonos in the Beis Hamikdash is misa b'day shamayim. During the period of the Second Temple, we used to have a sign-off. That's what it says in history books. That if a non-Jew would enter the temple, they would put him to death. It's supposed to be based on that pasuk azara korev yumas. I don't know what that means. Very difficult. That's not at all. All three words in the pasuk are mistranslated. Azar doesn't mean a non-Jew, means a non-kohen. Akarev doesn't mean if he enters, it means if he's makar karbonis, and yumas means nisvi de shamayim. So the pshat is not there except for three little details. Just three little mistakes. So the Gemara says that this halacha, that azar karev yumas, that a non kohen, even if a levi, even Yisrael, who does avodas karbonis, nisvi de shamayim, does not apply to every single avodas. And most of the avodas do not have nisvi de shamayim. If the Zara will do the avodas, he will not be chayv. So how many are there? The Gemara says hardly any. Hardly any avodas. So the Gemara says, what about havlokas ha-menorah? What if the Zara lights the menorah? The Gemara says, no, not chayv misum de shemayim. The reason why, because the Gemara's lashon is havlokas, not avodas. Havlokas ha-menorah is not an avodas. What about hakovas? So the Gemara says, that's another reason why not. Hakovas is not the Gemara. But the only time the Zara is chayv misum de shemayim is if this avodas is the Gemara, this is the completion of everything. But hakovas means to prepare the menorah in order to lead up to the hadlaka. The hadlaka was done in the morning to clean out the container on top and to fill it up with oil and to put in a wick and to prepare everything, the hafanis, in order that the kohen should do the hadlaka in the evening, late in the afternoon. So the hadlaka is not the gemara, the hadlaka is just to lead up to the hadlaka, so that's not a gemara avodah. It's not an avodah tamah. Avodah tem. Avodah is not talking about tenus kunas chemsa. Avodah tem has the connotation of avodah tamah. Avodah tamah means avodah shein achrei avodah. This is the gemara of the avodah. That's how the gemara says. So on that line in the gemara, that if a non-kohen does the hadlokeh, the zar will not be chai misum de shemayim, and the gemara says the reason why, because hadlokeh lav avodah he, so that's a machlok is the Rambam and everybody else. So the Rambam learns hadlokeh lav avodah, the hadlokeh tamah may be done by a non-kohen. It doesn't even require that shchita lav avodah. Shchita is not an avodah that it should require a kohen. Gemara says over there, shchita is mutar lachatchila b'zah, shchita k'sher b'zah. So hadlaka lav avodah means the same thing. That hadlaka tamah there, it's an avodah, but it's not an avodah that it should require kohenim. A non kohen is permitted to light the menorah. And all the other rishonim disagree. They say it doesn't mean the same thing. Shchita lav avodah means that it's mutar lachatchila to have a non kohen shech. As long as he's Jewish, he can have a nachri do the shchita with his tuss. So non-kohen is permitted lachatchila to shech korbanos, as opposed to hadlaka lav avodah. It does mean that it's not an avodah, it's kosher bizar lachatchila. Even with the evidence, it's not kosher bizar. What it means is, it's not an avodah for some reason or another. It's not an avodah that the zar is chai misum de shemayim aleh. But it must be done by kohen. So the Raiva disagrees with the Rambam, and the Tosfos on the Daf, and all the Rishonim disagree with that Rambam. So Rav Chaim discusses that Rambam in his Sefer on the Rambam. Rav Chaim discusses, because the Rambam raises the question on himself and he answers it when he quotes the Halacha. He quotes the Gemara saying that a non-kohen is permitted l'chatchila to light the menorah. How can a non-kohen light the menorah if the menorah is in the heichal? And the non-kohen can only walk into the Azara the first 11 amos. The women usually didn't even walk into the Azara. Women stayed in the Ezra's Noshim, which was only Dusha's Harapas. And the men who could enter already the Azara, if you're not a kohen, you can only enter the first 11 amos. You don't even come anywhere near the Mizbeah. And the heichal was further in, deeper into the Azara. So how can the Rambam is bothered with this kasha on himself? How can he say that the hadlaka samanar may be done by a zar? The menorah is in the heichal. So how does a zar ever come to the heichal? The whole prohibition is probably only the rabbanim. But a zar is not allowed to go, it's clearly only the rabbanim. He's not allowed to go past the first 11 amos. But still, the Rambam is quoting a din. And it's non-existent. How can you ever have that din in reality? So the Rambam, he touches it up, he writes like this. If the Kohanim went into the Heichal and they took the menorah out into the Azara, and it's in the first 11 Amos, as he went there into the Azara, so then it's the mitzvah of a Hatchila for a non-Kohen to light the menorah. Hadlaka, lav avodah he means it's mutar l'chatchila for a Zara to light the menorah. So Rav Chaim asks in his Sefer, the non-Kohen will light the menorah, then you're going to leave it there. Then you're going to leave the menorah in the Azara. No, then you have to put it into the Heichal. So if you put it into the heichal, so you just did a hanocha. So the hanocha, the hadlaka was shalobim komo. The hadlaka was shalobim komo. You're not yet if you leave it in the azar. You have to have the nearest of the menorah have to be burning in the heichal. So you're going to have a Kohen take it from the first 11 Amos and bring it into the Hekam and put it over there. So you see them in the Beis HaMikdash. It didn't work. Hanachos and Mitzvah. So that's why the Gemara was misufik with this funny idea. At least this one was rejected. This one, Hanachos and Mitzvah, is only a din in Beis HaMikdash. According to the Rambam, it has to be Hanachos and Mitzvah. But the Chutzal Beis HaMikdash, we don't carry it over to Leris Chadik. But this one about Kafsa and Zokah flow, this originated in the Beis HaMikdash, the way the Beis HaLevi claims. And we did carry it outside of the Beis HaMikdash.
I wonder if the
Verzad
Tushkit is allowed
to walk in the
Hengel.
Because
the
Zahar,
when he does Shkit, he does the Shef, but he does
Shef
outside,
right?
Shef in the
Hengel.
Nobody
Shef in the Hengel. Everybody Shef in the Hengel. Yeah, Shkit is in the Hengel. No one Shef. The Gemara says, Shef in the Hengel, the discussion that it'll be Kashi. It's a discussion in the Gemara that it'll be Kashi. Chatzili, you don't shet in the Yadav.
Hanachos and Mitzvah, that means that the Havlaka, that the Zara does not Zara, is not only Tamar anyway. So it's not a Kasha, but it's not very good.
Okay, so the Gemara should have said that time.
Yeah.
Okay, is it Kasha? Should have said it's not a Gemara Avayda, because you're not finished yet. You're going to be Madlakid, there it is. Something new. Minatora. The Rambam wants to give a case where even with the Rabbanon halacha like Minatora, the Zara is allowed to go into the Heichal and not to be matzah. But the Rambam just wants to give a case where halacha lemaisa the Zara can light it in the Yazar. So getting back again, these were the two discussions in the Gemara. The two strange ideas. One of them, strange idea, was accepted halacha. The other strange idea was not. The one strange idea is kafsa ena zokef lo, and that's the maskana. So the Beis HaLevi claims that's a carryover from the menorah in the Beis HaMikdash. The other strange idea is Hanocha is a mitzvah, which Chaim claims is a carryover from the Beis HaMikdash, and that was not accepted lala. So getting back again, we mentioned that the Mechaber in Shulchan Aruch writes regarding this din of Kofsa Eino Zokok La, he puts this together with Hadlaka is a mitzvah. He says, the halacha says, hadlaka is a mitzvah, therefore, if I lit the menorah b'mokam that I'm not yotzei, I lit the menorah, let's say I have a family with so many children, and I light in a bedroom where no one's going to see the menorah. I light in the room where no one's going to see it. So then it's hadlaka b'mokam that they're not yotzei. Then if I'll take it out to the correct mokam, I won't be yotzei. Or if it lit a chere shayt to the kot. So the Gemara said, you're not yotzei, because the din is hadlaka is a mitzvah. And the Mechaber writes, because hadlaka is a mitzvah, therefore the din is that kofsa ain't a zakut law. Because hadlaka is a mitzvah. This connection, the Mefarshim on the Shulchan Aruch point out, this connection doesn't appear in the Gemara, doesn't appear in the Rishonim. The Mechaber is the first one to make such a connection. These are two unrelated sugyas. The sugya of kofsa zakut law, kofsa ain't a zakut law. The sugya of hadlaka is a mitzvah, not is a mitzvah. If anything, they should have said fakir. If anything, they should have connected the two, the way the Beis HaLevi and Rav Chaim said, they should have connected it by saying, if you hold hanocha is a mitzvah, that means that you carry over all the demons from the Beis HaMikdash to the menorah of Chanukah. So that's similar to saying, kofsa ain't a zakut law. You carry over, even though it does make sense, you carry over the demon, menorah shal mikdash, the menorah shal Chanukah. So you should have put together Hanocha is a mitzvah with Kofsa Eino Zokot. So he doesn't. He says, because Hadlaka is a mitzvah, therefore Kofsa Eino Zokot. A very shvera vort. The Pashto says that it's not like the Mechaber said. These are two unrelated topics. We happen to paskin Hadlaka is a mitzvah, that's one topic. And then we happen to paskin over here that Kofsa Eino Zokot. But it's not because there's any connection between the two. Pashto says that they're not related. The Beis HaLevi has an interesting comment there also in the Sefer HaChumash in the Urim and the Sugi. He has a comment on this Gemara that the opinion that was not accepted, that Kofsa Zotukla, that you have to light it again. So he makes a suggestion, maybe it only makes sense if you're going to light the same wick with the same oil. The flame went out, you're going to light the same wick with the same oil and everything is the same container. That'll be a hemshech from before. But let's say the person lit near Chanukah and one of his children knocked over the hole and he lights with the oil. One of the kids came and he knocked over the hole in the menorah and everything fell on the floor. And now he's going to have to put in a new amount of oil. The first amount of oil is absorbed in the rug. He's not going to be able to squeeze it out of the rug. So he's going to have to put in new oil with a new wick, everything anew. So would you say in such a case also the kafs or zakuk law, you have to light again? But the Beis HaLevi suggests maybe not, maybe the opinion that that holds, we don't accept this, maybe the opinion that holds kafs or zakuk law, you have to light again, is only if you still have the original oil with the original wick, and your rekindling will be a continuation, will be a hemshech of the original hadlaka. Where does he get such an idea? So he makes a sushtel to a gemara with a tesis in the second parak in Sukkot. The end of the second parak in Sukkot, the gemara presents a machlokes hatanan between a blazer and a chachamim. Is the first year to the mitzvah of Sukkot. If he spends one day in one sukkah, he eats one meal, and one sukkah eats one meal, another sukkah, he visits by friends, by relatives, he goes hopping around sukkah hopping. He eats in different sukkahs. The blazer is of the opinion that you're not guilty. It has to be like in the midbar. They had the Anani Akovit were there the whole time. So you have to have the same Anani Akovit, you have to have the same sukkah from the beginning to the end. And if you go from sukkah to sukkah, you go from one sukkah to the other, different mitzvahs, shavishani, you're not yet to the mitzvah at all. The only yet to the mitzvah has to be a sukkah hagui, a kol shiva. The sukkah has to be sturdy enough to last for all 7 days. If it's a wobbly sukkah that collapses in the middle of Yom Tov, you're not even yet to the first day that you ate. And you have to actually sit in the same sukkah for the whole duration of the 7 days. And we don't pass like Rav Leizer. We pass like the Chachamim said. You can yotze be sukkah to sukkah. You can go from one sukkah to the other, and you'll be yotze the mitzvah. As long as you eat all the meals, and then as long as you eat and sleep in the sukkah, you eat. So the Gemara says, even according to the opinion of Rav Leizer, let's say a person had a sukkah. And it was a sturdy enough, it was a sukkah that was sturdy enough to last for the duration of the 7 days of Yom Tov. And then came a Ruach Sheina Mitzuya, some kid came and he wrecked the whole sukkah. He was jumping on a scot, whatever. The game room came and knocked down the whole sukkah. So they succeeded in destroying the whole sukkah. So then according to Rav Leizer, to buy one candle. He's going to use that one candle for Ner Shabbat, he's going to use the one candle for Ner Chanukah. The Gemara says that Ner Shabbat is Adid because the purpose of Ner Shabbat is Mishum Shalom Bayis, Mishum Shalom Beiso, that we should see what's going on. We shouldn't stumble Allah from Allah. But in Rashi says that's on Kol Yimah and Beis. So even though presuming this is a big mitzvah, but Ner Shabbat is a bigger mitzvah because you want to have Shalom Bayis. So you shouldn't trip in the house in the dark. So why does Igmar consider this a toss-up to either mitzvah A or mitzvah B? Let him light the one candle that he has for their Shabbos and for their Hanukkah. He'll kill two birds with one stone. Why can't it be Yosef both with one? The fish language, the way we talk to Halacha, that their Hanukkah is also the Shtamish Liyorah, so we understand. It can't be Yosef both with one. But this Gemara seems to be L'chala Day. It's not only based on the final psak. Looks like this is always the accepted halacha, that if you have only enough money to buy one there, you're going to use it for Ner Shabbos and Ner Hanukkah, and you use it for Ner Shabbos. It should be a violation. That could be. It could be that it would be a violation of Chavir or Chavir. That could be. I don't know. Could be that that's the answer. The other suggested a different answer. That maybe if you're going to light a Ner Chanukah and you're going to use it mamish like the Ner Shabbos, could be that, that this answer is not necessary. Could be that this answer is covered with Chavir. The whole problem is not. But others make a suggestion that if you're going to use the Ner Chanukah with such a Hishtamshis Kibuah like a Ner Shabbos, then for sure won't have any hacker. When you eat supper, it's going to be dark, so you won't see anything. So of course you're going to have a candle burning. But Mamash not going to be any pursuing these. So that, everybody agrees that it's also the Ishtamash of the Yor to that extent. You use the Ner Chanukah to the same extent that you use a regular light. to read Liorameh and to eat and to do all the hishtamshis in regular. That for sure is not permissible. The whole machlokes amaraimer is only to have hishtamshis wetes, to have to use it a little bit. So we paskin it's also hishtamshis liorameh even a little bit, not only to use it kavua for other purposes. Even to use it a little bit is also a lack of pisumimis. Then the Baal HaMor comments on the Gemara later that not everybody agrees to all forms of Hishtamshis. The Gemara has on Beis Amar Aleph, the Gemara has Amar Rab Yud Amar Rab Asi, that's 10 lines from the top. Also, Lahar Tzvot Kenegan Echad, you're not allowed to count money, you have coins, you're not allowed to count the coins using the light of the Echad. The latest one, they say that one is more talk about that. The coins are offered for the Chayikiyah. Why did that count before? You want to give his children a Chayikiyah. Whatever. But it's so enough. But that's the Loshon HaGemara. Also, the Hashem Smoz Kenegan Echad. So this was what Rab Yudah says, Am Rab Yudah, Am Rab Asi, Am Rab, says in the name of Rab. When he told it over to Shmuel, that the students of Rab said in the name of Rab that you're not allowed to count coins using the Ola Chayikiyah, so Omar Lisa Shmuel got upset and he held that it's not correct. The Ner Kiddusha Yeshbo, but the Ner Chanukah has Kiddusha to it. It does not have any Kiddusha. There's no Easter or Moel Behekdush. Why should it not be permissible to count coins in Neged HaNer? So Zlada Halacha Lamaise, it seems that we do accept that point. That's what we say. And there is Avol HaKodesh, we say this Kodesh. They know the Shus Nishtamish Ben, and the rest of the lot. Exactly what Shmuel was making from Kiddusha Yeshbo. That's why you're not allowed to be Nen and Liyar and have to count points. And that's the text of Haneres Halolo appears in the Masechet Sofer. And the way we say that Nusach, that's exactly what we hold. The Ner Chanukah has Kedusha. Once you have Iman Megillah divides all of the religious articles into two categories. One has it right there. Tashmishi Kedusha. The Tashmishi Kedusha are, say, the Torah Kedusha and Kedusha. Things that have Dibre Torah written down. The Sukkim's from Tanakh. Or let's say even a Bayashal Rosh only has a shin on it. The Gemara says in Baba Mablikin, the Gemara says later in Baba Mablikin, but the Bayashal Rosh has a shin, so even though it's only one letter, it's also called the Perish of the Stav, and that gives the Bayashal Rosh the status of the Tashmishi Kedusha. Anything that has Divrei Torah written on it, either Sukkim or a word of Divrei Torah or a letter. A shin, one letter, is also a Tashmishi Kedusha. It's a Torah to a Tashmishi Kedusha. And if you have a talis, or you have a shofar, you have a lulav, an esrog, a sukkah, all other religious articles are tashmishi mitzvah. What's the difference between tashmishi mitzvah and tashmishi kedusha? The Gemara says the difference is after the zman ha-mitzvah is up. Kol zman, that is called the zman ha-mitzvah, let's say a person has a talis. And the talis is still in good condition. He can use it. Or if he doesn't want to use it, he can give it to the shul. Someone in the shul won't use it. The kol zman that the talis is still in good and using the useful condition, is considered a tashmish and mitzvah, this man mitzvah, and then we give it to din of huktan and mitzvah. The original pasuk of huktan and mitzvah only says by sukkim. It says chag sukkim statul chashivas yomim. So the Gemara interprets the simple translation of the pasuk is you should celebrate the holiday of sukkim for a duration of 7 days. Vas b'cham gana cham yikvecha at that season of the year when you gather in the tefillah. Vas b'cham. At the in-gathering season. The Gemara has an additional level of interpretation on the whole pasuk. Shutusha Mikra certainly correct. The Gemara has an additional level of interpretation, namely that sukkah is tassel l'chol, you should construct the sukkah, and it should be tassel l'chol, shouldn't be begam with the tzach, if you steal the tzach and then make the sukkah, no good. Shivas yomim, sukkah is tassel l'chol, and you should construct the sukkah that it should be sturdy enough to last for the 7 days. If it's going to be wobbly and it won't last for 7 days, then you're not even here to the mitzvah for the first couple of days. It will last. And then God, in the point of this additional level of interpretation, the base means you should construct the sukkah using schach from the us. You should use the leftover psalmist garn v'yekin. You shouldn't use the garn v'yekin itself, because that's the tabutum. You have to use something that was gidule karka, the glue in the ground, that was tabush. That's now detached in the same of a kabel tumor. The actual garn v'yekim itself is in the kabel tumor. So the solid garn v'yekim, the osbuchon he is using, the osbuchon, the deis hakein, if you construct the sukkah using the solid garn v'yekim. So the Gemara's additional level of interpretation fits in very well all the words in it except for the first word. Chak How can they reinterpret the pasuk that he goes and constructing this? Look at the word "chag" is stands is there in the effect. So the Gemara says no. Chag asuk is chag asuk is haikinayim. It's a description of a sukkah. You should construct the sukkah which is like a carbon chagiga. It's fun that if Shushu make a chag asuk, it means you should celebrate chag asuk satzochay. You should celebrate the holiday of sukkah. And according to this additional level of interpretation, the word chag means a carbon chagiga. The word chag means a holiday on which you bring a carbon chagiga. It boils down to the word chagiga anyway. Because the Torah never calls Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, a chag. Chag Purim, a chag Orim, modern English, but it's called Purim, a chag, a chag. But speaking in biblical Hebrew, it's only called a Pesach Shavuot Sukkot, it's called a chag. The Ramos is even, Shmini Atzeret is not a chag. So there's no chiv to bring a carbon chagiga on Shmini Atzeret. That's what the Ramos says on Shmini Atzeret when you're done, when they finish. You don't say, Yom HaShmini Chag HaAtzeret, and it says that it's not a chag. He says chag, he says that the davening and the bracha should be according to biblical Hebrew, not according to colloquial usage. In biblical Hebrew, the word chag only refers to a holiday on which you bring a carbon chagiga. So even Shmini Atzeret is called that, called the Chag or Chag Yom Purim. But in modern Hebrew, you call any celebration, you call a chag asmicha. In Europe, you call a chag asmicha also, a celebration. But in biblical Hebrew, it doesn't mean that. Because the word chag actually does refer to a carbon chagiga. But the Gemara, in this additional level of interpretation, reads the pasuk as follows: Sukkah Sasochai, she constructed this sukkah that she be sturdy enough for the after 7 days, and she constructed Ta from the psalm on the Yekev, the leftover Gedulah character that's Tolish, as named the Tarasumah. This sukkah is referred to as a chag, it's like a chagigah. Hishem Shachal Shem Shamayim ala chagigah, Ta Chal Shem Shamayim ala sukkah. Just like the chagigah has a din of Mehila, Mamash of Karpin, so too, Chal Shem Shamayim ala sukkah, there's a din of Hook to the Mitzvah. That the sukkah during the duration of Yom Tov is Hook to the Mitzvah. So the Gemara derives from the sukkah the din of Hook to the original Pasuk is only by sukkah. So the Gemara extends it to apply it to the Esri, that you're not allowed to use an Esri that you use for the Mitzvah, but you didn't use it for the Mitzvah yet, so you may use it. But the Esri that we use for the Mitzvah is Hook to the Mitzvah, so you're not allowed to eat it. The hadassim that we use for the mitzvah, you're not allowed to smell, because it's hooked to the mitzvah sign. So once the Gemara extends it from sukkah to esrim to hadassim, so then the Ramban says we extend it further to talis and to shayfer and to all tashmish in mitzvah. Any dovish on mitzvah, the man mitzvah, so it's considered hooked to the mitzvah. You're not allowed to use the talis, as long as it's still in good condition, you're not allowed to use it for any other purpose. Let's say the talus is so worn out, and you bought yourself a new talus, and no one wants this old talus. Even if you give it to the shul, they got going, don't want it, they're going to throw it out. But then Allah says, you don't have to put it in the shame. You just put it in the bin, and you throw it in the garbage. It doesn't require shame. You only have to put it to shame is tashmisha kiddushin. Tashmisha mitzvah, you don't put it in. So the thing usually is that the one of the differences between tashmisha mitzvah and tashmisha kiddushin is, after this man ha-mitzvah is up, let's say I have a worn out mezuzah, it cannot be fixed. I can't use it. I can't fix it. So what's the din? So the din is you're not allowed to throw it out in the garbage because it has the status of tashmish kedusha. So the rice is certainly done. You have to put it in shame. As opposed to tashmish mitzvah, the rest of the zman mitzvah is up. It is mizrachim. You can throw it out in the garbage if you want. There's no halacha that you can use it for your own personal purposes also. And so you have a leftover sukkah. If the sukkah is dissolved, because man's sukkah is dissolved in the cross, if the yom is dissolved, you can use it for whatever you want. So what would the din be over here with respect to Rosh Hashemesh and their Chanukah? Let's say someone in the middle of the night on Chanukah and the flame went out in the middle of the half hour, so you have leftover oil in the night. So what's the halacha regarding the leftover oil? So the pashtus, the Gemara never discusses the Tashmish. So the Tashmish is Dini, that is Tashmish in Yisroel. And after Chanukah is over, if you have a place to wait till next Chanukah, let's say you have a Sukkah. The Sukkah is hooked to the Mitzvot, it's called Malam, it's all during the duration of Sukkah. You can save the Sukkah for next Sukkah, but you're not clear to it. After Sukkah is over, you can use the Sukkah. If it's a prefabricated Sukkah that costs you a couple of $100, then you're not going to use it for your own purposes. You're going to save it for next year. Because Allah doesn't require that you have to. After the yantar is over, it's no longer hooked to the mitzvah. The pastor says that the So yeah, Chanukah should really be a tashmishi mitzvah. And whatever is left over after Chanukah is up should really be allowed to use it for Yilah purposes. I'll be tashmishi. The Gemara doesn't talk about it, so we should have assumed like that. So the text is quoted in the name of the Shilta, is the quote of Braisa, that by us does not appear in the Gemara. Shilta is every so often quotes of Braisa that we don't have. And this is quoted in Shulchan Aruch, that most of Shem, the Ner Chanukah, the leftover Shem, and also on the Durah of Bnei Atzma, the Sarf of Bnei Atzma, you have to burn it like Karban, like Kigal Leis Atomic. If you have some Karban that you can't use, that you didn't require, is by Kodesh Baish Tisar, a Mitzvah Shreifah. So the Shulchan quotes a Braisa that we treat the Shemesh of the Ner Chanukah as if it's Shemesh al Kodesh. Where does that come from? So that comes from this Yusuf in the Masechah Sof, that you say, Aneret Allah wa Kodeshem, and not only Shulchan is Tamish, but we treat it as if it's Mamish a form, I mean the Rabbanah clearly, as if it's a form of Moel Behegdash. So that's what Shmuel didn't accept. When they told Shmuel that Rav had said, Otsa Lahartzis, boys, can they get Ner Chanukah? You're not allowed to count money. Getting Hanukkah. And the Ner Chanukah, the Shmuel got upset. He said, why? What do you think? That Ner Chanukah has Kedusha? There is no such thing. And that's what we have to pass, that there is. We pass that Aneret is Allah, the Kodesh. And the reason why you're not allowed to get Hanukkah is because it's like Me'ilah. But the Gemara still doesn't say that. Even when the Gemara defends Rav, the Gemara does not say that. The Masech HaSokim says that. Aneret is Allah, the Kodesh. And the Baal Hamor, and the Gemara says like that. He says the opinion on Dab Chofalus that also the Hishtamish the Or Hameir more has the first opinion is Musa the Hishtamish the Or Hameir, then he says also the Hishtamish the Or Hameir. So the Balamor claims that the expression here also the Hishtamish the Or Hameir is not identical with what Rab said also the Hashem Smoik Sinegin Echad. Says Lahart is more as a secular activity. You count your money. Even if it's Chanukah, it's not a Mitzvah. He says to count money is also, but he never said that to read a safer, let's say you want to look up a safer or something. He never says that to look something up in a safer would be also. This opinion in the Gemara, also Lahart is more connected to Chanukah, is based on the idea of Yuduye Mitzvah. That you're not going to live with a religious or secular person. But if you're going to use it to decry the Alma for a religious purpose, the Yisamshah Shal Mitzvah, then the Balmor says it would appeal from Rav that he goes Mutter. The Balmor says, we don't even talk him like that. Also, the Hashem's more skinny. We talk him more common than that. Also, the Hishtamish Liyorah. The Hishtamish Liyorah means Afilu Hishtamshah Shal Mitzvah. There's also a why Afilu Hishtamshah Shal Mitzvah? Because we follow the Masechet Sofrim that says, Aneir is Allah, the Kodesh, and Aneir is Shus the Hishtamishah. We treat it duly even based on Mitzvah. That's an interesting idea that he said. L'man b'yam ha'ot, the l'shtamish l'yosh, on Ner Chanukah, kol tashmish b'mash, afilu tashmish the mitzvah, the tashmish kedusha. Because, mishim the kosor, okay, shem zecha l'neiris, if you zecha to the menorah in the Ner Chanukah, afilu the same by no kol here, afilu mitzvah by sefer, even to learn a sefer. But the l'man b'yam ha'ot, but the opinion on the top of the Chavbeis and Aleph, it says, also the heart is smart, the Ner Chanukah, he disagrees with that opinion. He holds like Shmuel, that it doesn't have Kedusha. You don't treat it like a Tashmishi Kedusha. And he just says that it's a Dizri Mitzvah to count money. And Shmuel thought that it's not even a Dizri Mitzvah. Shmuel thought that it doesn't take away from the Bissimu Mitzvah because it's only a temporary Hishtamshas. That's how the Balamor points out also. Uses are permanent Hishtamshas. Hishtamshas shall get. But that Shmuel would also forbid. Shmuel only disagrees. He says you're allowed to count money. He says, "Look, there, kedusha yesh, but what does it have? Kedusha." The Balmor hasn't been fasting yet. The Mufid of Israel has kedusha. He's not even allowed to use it for a tashmish aroi shel mitzvah. And Rav would say that you're not allowed to count money is only because it's a tashmish aroi shel chol to count money. But a tashmish aroi shel mitzvah would be mutter. Tashmish aroi shel chol, that's a bizei mitzvah. That's a big one. Why does Rav not think that that? What is Shmuel? When he told it to Shmuel, Shmuel held that it was ridiculous. To say that you're not allowed to count money using the urine there, it doesn't make any sense. Why doesn't it make any sense? The Gemara argues, Shelo Yehu Mitzvah Bezriya Solos. So the Balamor explains, no, Bezriya Mitzvah, the Gemara gives an example. Bezriya Mitzvah is, if you do the Maisa HaMitzvah, it's designed to get trash. The Gemara goes to write that whenever you shech Chai B'yot, you have the Mitzvah of Kisi Adam. So the mitzvah kisei adam doesn't require strictly that you should do it with your hand. Strictly speaking, he fulfills his adam by kicking the sand with your feet. Mara says, but that's a dizin mitzvah. Lo yehasen uva regel. It says the shach, the shafach is dama, but he saw the offer. How did he do the shafach is dama? How did he chef the chai of the earth? How did he chef the chicken? Using his hand. He speaks, he chefs with his foot also. He can do that. But normal people chef with their hands. So the normal way to do the shkita is with the hands, because the more correct way to do the kisei adam. And Meshe Shafach, he chas with the same hand that he did the shkita, he should do the kisei adam. Shlo yichasenu baregel. He shouldn't kick a stack of sawdust with his foot and perform the mitzvah in such a way. Shlo yichasenu mitzvah, you do yichasenu mitzvah. You do a king of our mitzvah, it should be done in a covenantic fashion. So the Shmuel would agree that that's a violation of these and this. That's a price, that would agree. But the more has later, let's say someone lives near Chanukah, someone wants to smoke a cigarette. He's going to light a cigarette from the near Chanukah. So that Shmuel also agrees that you're not allowed to do it. But hardly, there shall call from the near Chanukah, that's a Bezer Mitzvah. That's a violation of Bezer Mitzvah. If you're Maglikim in there, there, that's a Maglikim Rav Shmuel. But if you have one person lit in the Nair, another person wants to light his Nair, doesn't have a match. He wants to light, so if he lights from the Shamus, it's fine. But if he wants to light from one of the Nairis itself, that's the machlokes. Rabbi Shmuel comes later, but to light a cigarette from the Chanukah, that everyone agrees that's a bezin mitzvah. Shmuel is also the Bala Moshe. Shmuel is also asking there's a concept of bezin mitzvah, but he holds bezin mitzvah only applies in these kind of cases when you're literally mevazeh the chefesh on mitzvah, you're using the flame, or you're doing the ma'isa kiyum, you're doing the ma'isa mitzvah and it's doing the confession. He's doing kisei adam by kicking over the sawdust with his foot. But if he lit the Ner Chanukah in the cover of the confession, and he's not going to use the flame itself, he's going to use the Or HaNer, the light that comes out, the Shmuel Hof, you know, he's going to be counting money with it, which is a Tashma Shal Chol, it's not a Tashma Shal Mitzvah. Shmuel Hof, that doesn't constitute a Bezer Mitzvah. We hold Allah that that's not allowed, because, Balamor says, because we say HaNer is Allah, it's quite a shame. We hold that it's treated like Ner is in the Beis HaMikdash, has something like an Eastern Eden. That's why the reason Nachman and Moshe Shemesh in there, that left over after Chanukah is over, this is quotes from the Shulchan that bright that we don't have any more, that you have to make a Madura this Nayatzman to burn it.
Does that apply only to the
Ikar
Mitzvah of the Rishikita, but also apply to the extra
thing? The extra also, we assume, even though you didn't have to do it, but if you do like it, it also becomes a Ner Shalchan. So it also becomes a Ner Shalchan. In fact, there's a famous problem in the Shulchan Aruch. There's a contradiction between what Rav Yosef Karo writes in the Shulchan Aruch and Hilchos Chanukah, and what he writes in Yerideya. Yerideya, he writes the following. If a person has an Issa Deraisa that fell in, let's say he has a place named Shemin, some Orla or something. Shemin Shal Kol Yakera, I don't know, some kind of trace of food that's traced in there. Fell into other shenan, and it wasn't enough to be mevatelit. So are you permitted to add on more shenan in order that it should become both? But he say no. Mar says you're not allowed. I'm not really interested in being mevatelit. If the Yisrael would have been the end, I wouldn't have been mevatelit. But it fell into etzer. But the din still says you're not allowed, even though the fellow to etta, but you don't have a shiur mitzvah, you're not permitted to add on. That's also a violation of Eid Malach Mitzvah. The Gemara says in the beginning of the Eid, so the Mechaber quotes it just at face value. What if the Easter that fell in was only an Easter Rabbanon? To take an Easter Rabbanon and to pour in so much chances to be Malach Mitzvah, that you're not allowed to do. But if the Easter Rabbanon already fell into Hesed, then he's going to be a Hesed on the Hesed. And my interest, my desire to add on more hetzer is not because I want to get hanor from the Yisra. If the Yisra would have been separate, I would have thrown it on the garbage. It's because I want to save the value of the hetzer. So then the Mechaber Tosfos said that's the reason. And these are the Rabbanon that fell into hetzer, the Eimuk, the Shir Bikru. The Mechaber writes, Mutal Lahai to follow from the Rabbanon. That's what it says in the Yerudin, it's in the Tzadikin. In Hilchos Chanukah, the Mechaber quoting from the Shilter, that if you had Shemin shall near Chanukah, Moshe Shemin shall start in near Chanukah, it's left over. So after Chanukah is over, it's still hooked to the Mitzvah, the Pella de Gedin, it's treated like Tashmish and Dusha, it's treated like Tashmish and Dusha. So he quotes the Shiltas, and then he says, you have to make a Medura of the Sarfa Dishnath, you have to make a fire and burn it separately, like Tigal Nasa Tomei for the disposal, it's like burning. So then the Mechaber writes, he's quoting from the Shulchan, so what happens if this Moshe Shem 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 falls into other Shemen and it doesn't have enough to be Mevatel it? Also the Harbis fell over Mevatel. He's not allowed to add on more Shemen in order to be Mevatel. But that's why I'm all there, it's a steer. The whole mitzvah of Mechaber is going to Rabbanah, not going to the Rangshem. So since it's only the Rabbanah, so the Hukta the Mitzvah is only the Rabbanah. So why should you say, since the Holy Spirit is only the Rabbanah, and it fell into heaven, the Chabad writes to the Buddha, the Holy Spirit, the Holy Spirit. This is a famous theory that the Chabad talks about, and the Abba Niloy talks about, the choice, and the end of the Abba Niloy talks about. This is a theory that all the Achranim discuss, and suggest, but I don't talk about this theory. But all the Achranim give, work hard on this passion. This is a famous theory from the days of tribe, from the times of Amar Godes, right, and his truth is, the following Mechudish Dikas Teres, he claims that although the Mitzvah of Hadlokas Neres Chanukah is only the Rabbanon, but once you are Mavet Neres Chanukah, there is some kind of a Kiyum HaMitzvah on the level of their right. So all Mitzvahs the Rabbanon have to have a Kiyum their right. If there wouldn't be a Kiyum their right, it would be a violation of Baltaim. That's the simple reading in the Gemara Megillah that we found. Gemara says in Megillah that we had 48 Nevi'im, Memchas Nevi'im and Zion Nevi'im, the seven women of Israel, on the land of Israel, the Lopich Suklum, the Lopich Suklum, they never took away any of the mitzvahs, they never had on any additional mitzvahs, until the days of Purim, when they added on the mitzvah of Nikon Megillah and the Yom Tov Purim. And then there's a whole world war, there was a major machloekes where they were permitted to add a Yom Tov, because of Baal Taisit. They finally came to the conclusion that it's permissible, that it's not a violation of Baal Taisit, because even if the Chachamim would not have established that it's a Yontif, even if they wouldn't have made a Chachamim, it would have been a Kiyum HaMitzvah Deraita. If we would have volunteered on our own, as much as it would have been a Kiyum HaMitzvah Deraita, so the Gemara works that option. So the simple reading of the Gemara is that whenever the Chachamim wants to enact a mitzvah in the Rabbanon, they have to be careful that it shouldn't be a violation of Baal Taisit. Even when you want to make a Chachamim Rabbanon, there's an issue of Baal Taisit. You want to make it very, very right, not to carry a camel, not to do a malach salach yad, not to do a malach shekhtich mitzvah, not to do a malach of the council. You want to make it very, that's mishmar, that's mishmar, that's mishmar, that's mishmar. The Chumash authorizes the Chachamim to make very. But to make takonis, to make a mitzvah, who gave them the right to make a mitzvah, there is no part of mishmar, that's mishmar. But there is the problem of Baal Taisit. The only way to avoid Baal Taisit is if the nature of the mitzvah of the Rabbanim is such that even if the words, even if the Chachamim was not instituted as a mitzvah, we would volunteer it on our own, it would have been a Kiyum HaMitzvah on the level of their eyes. It's a then, it's not Baal Taisit, it's a Kiyum HaMitzvah of their eyes. We have many cases like that. You're not obligated to do something on the level of their eyes, but if you do it, there's a mitzvah Kiyum, there's a Kiyum HaMitzvah. So that's the simple shot you want to give us. And whenever the Chachamim made a Takana, the Rabbanah, all those cases, there has to be a Kiyum HaMitzvah Deraita. That's how there's a Chassam Seif and a Chubis type like that. That's the Pasha Pshat and the Gemara Megillah, the Abizalah, by all the Takana the Rabbanah. That's what the Beit Ephraim suggests over here to answer this Mechara. He says, the Chayma Takana, the obligation to light the Nech Hanukkah is only the Rabbanah, but once you light the Nech Hanukkah, the Hooks of the Mitzvah will become on the level of Deraita. The Hooks of the Mitzvah is Deraita. The Chukta Mitzvah is the Raisa that you learn out from the Sukkah. He claims that the Chukta Mitzvah of Ne'er Chanukah will also be there. The difficulty is the Chukta Mitzvah is the Raisa during the duration of the Zman HaMitzvah. And after Sukkah is over, then it's no longer Chukta Mitzvah. After Sukkah is over, the Sukkah is no longer Chukta Mitzvah. That's exactly the difference between Tashmish and Mitzvah and Tashmish and Sushi. After the Zman HaMitzvah is over, there's no more Chukta Mitzvah. Talus, the Ramban Rai Talus is always Ma Mitzvah. You can always wear the Talus, unless it's so worn out, so old and tattered and worn out, and you bought a new one, and you'd be embarrassed to wear the old one, and no one else wants to accept it as a gift, even the poor people in Shul don't need this old worn out Talus. But that's called Lachas Ma Mitzvah. But Lachas Ma Mitzvah says, there's no more Talus. That's the problem. What does the Beis HaKrayim say over here? The Moshe Shemesh and the Ner Chanukah took from the Mitzvah in the Natera. It's after Chanukah, but how can it still be hooked in the source of the Natera? Well, I have to say that shield is still hooked to the Mitzvah, so yes, the Chanukah is because I never saw the Kodesh, and I'm not sure that's also there. The fact is, that's only the Rabbah. It's not there. The that's a difficulty in what you want. But the beginning of his pshat is not a deep pshat. It's the tangle. There's a whole essay where he deals with this base as right. Is he right? Is he not right?
I guess if I'm assuming that a king's advice is being related to us, I'll say there's something independent.
Not really going salsa. No, not for salsa. It's a mitzvah to praise HaKadosh Baruch Hu when he does chassadim for us. He does wonderful.
Every time you have a dinderabana, you have to find a specific
dinderabana. Each dinderabana, each mitzvah dinderabana is going to fall under a different mitzvah dinderabana. The Eina Mitzvah Liyasa of Kiyam. Kiyam of some other dinderabana. But not necessarily about salsa. Anyway, these are the first two sugi. The first sugi in the Gemara has these two topics. The first topic is whether it comes to Zarka's law. Comes to any Zarka's law. And the second topic is whether Mutal is Tamish Liyah or Arasal is Tamish Liyah.
How come, why is the appearance of Tamish Liyah material not work for the next year?
Chomis lacher ha-Pesach. The Rambam sheet is the Chomis to Pesach is the Nasha because Zavis is my turn. All the other Vishayim is the Gli. Wait till a week later because the Rabbanon is not. Okay. Okay, it says Magan Adam says Nasha. Okay. So why the others not like that? I forgot it. I don't know. For some reason I forgot it. For some reason why they're not happy with that idea that they call it fast. I don't even know. Here the Gemara for Chol Hamei quotes the Brisa from Masechet Sofrim on the Zman of Hadlokas Teres Chanukah, where it says Mitzvotzo Mishetishoka Hachama Mishetzern from Shmir Ashe Tichle Rego Min Hashuk. So the Gemara thought the Pashuk Pshat is that it means Mitzvotzo Hadamadikla. If the flame goes out, you have to light it again. How could there be a machloek if the leaf has to cut in his office, so you don't have to light it again? The brisis, the simple reading in the brisis, it sounds like cup, so is zokutla. The Gemara says not necessarily so. In fact, so we talk from cup saying is zokutla. So this brisis does not contradict the word of halacha. What it means, mishet mishok hacham, mishet fit the regman ashuk, means either one thing or the other. Either it means the iloy adli, madlik, if it didn't light yet, you can still light. You can light postman that you still have a piercing in Nisa. You can't light because it's no longer a piercing in Nisa. But normally, let's say like this. Normally the person lives in the middle of Manhattan right near the theater area. And there are people walking around there, thousands of people. You're going to light Neh Hanukkah, there are going to be a few thousand people going to see Neh Hanukkah. So he can have a piercing in Nisa of a thousand people. Let's say he didn't light Neh Hanukkah until 4 o'clock in the morning and there's nobody walking around. There may be 10 people walking around. So that's much less than it was supposed to be in the beginning of the night. But then that's called kosa regal manashuk, so you can't fulfill the mitzvah. If you light outside, you won't be in fulfillment of the mitzvah. That's because the fellow lives in a little village. The whole population of the village is 10 people. That's the whole thing. So he's going to light. So he's going to light this man. The whole system in this is going to be only for 10 people. So you say he doesn't like it's only 10 people. No. He has 100% audience participation. The fellow who lives over there in the middle of Manhattan, his audience is, he's here for an audience of a few thousand people. He has to lie when he's going to have the thousands of people. He's going to wait till 4 o'clock morning, only going to be 10 people. From the perspective of his location, that's called Pulsar Resmanashim. For the other guy who lives in a little village, when everybody's coming home at their rush hour, the whole population of the city is only 10 people. He has 100% of the people that he's intending for. But the sheer of the Sumi Nisa, also Regman Ashok, changes depending on where the location is. That's the place that's right, that is Manazeh, the practice is that we all like the business. We all like the inside the house. So we don't bother whether it is Kosar Regman Ashok. It's not Kosar Regman Ashok. Our hadlok is not really for the Bnei Rishus HaRam. Our hadlok is really for the Bnei Abayis.
This is based on the prices that the Markos that the Shat Sakana Menicha Shulchan of the Dain. So we learn Shat and that's in that price. It's not that that's a Zechel of Mitzvah Tavlov of the Tanakh, that is the Mitzvah. Mitzvah Lamicha means Mitzvah Lachatkila Mitzvah Namukha to light outside to get more people to meet. But if you light inside, you have fewer people to meet. But still, you have the Nabai, so you are your. The way we have the practice that we light inside. So it does make a difference the first half hour of the evening or later on at night. They can light as long as the people are awake. But let's say the person has a family of 10 children, a husband and wife and 10 children. And then he's going to light at 12 o'clock at night. And all the children are asleep and just have the parents are awake. They're going to sleep at 1 o'clock at night. But that's what he's supposed to let them in a shul. He's supposed to have a community of 12 people. From the perspective of where he lights, he's lighting inside. He could have had as many as 12 people. And now he's only going to have 2 people. He's only going to have at least 5 people by that as well. So the rove are missing. So that's like a kolta red on an usher. So let's say a person is lighting inside in this room. And he lives all by himself. So the whole audience is himself. So he's there. He has 100% of the audience participation. 100% of the customers whom he's intending for are there. That's him. Then it can light, so all might go. That's what Taisi says, but because the Red Manashuk always depends who, which city you're in, or who the audience is that you're intending for. And you have to determine the Shira calls the Red Manashuk accordingly. So this man had Gemara that used to light outside, so they used to, the people used to roam around, they didn't have electric light, so they didn't stay up, they didn't watch the late shows in the middle of the night. So when it got dark, he used to go to sleep. They hit up and then they went to sleep. So from the beginning of the night, from Tesa to Chavim, for approximately half an hour, the Rambam writes, "Ukamo chasishor." Approximately half an hour, the Rambam says the people used to roam around in the streets to shop a little bit. It used to be Tamudoi. Rashi translates Tamudoi. The Shem who Malakte Eitzim Zakin. This is some non-Jewish nationality. And they used to sell bundles of twigs. The Balabatim used to use as fuel to cook food for supper or to warm the house, to put it in the furnace to warm the house up. So these Talmudim used to sell their bundles of twigs the first half hour after the days of the Chavim, and when they were selling, so the people would be roaming around. As soon as they stopped, they sold out all of their twigs or whatever. They went to sleep, they went home after the half hour is up. So the people went home. There was nobody coming in the spaces. It was dark in the street. There was no street there. It was dark. There was nobody roaming around. So that's called Kolsa Regon Menashim. So this is the Gemara that the whole idea is based on that the Tisuna Mitzvah should be for half an hour. So look how clearly the Gemara says you should light and air is punished as early as possible to have the Tisuna Mitzvah for the full half hour that the people are roaming around in the street. What happens, let's say, if you're going to light the menorah 15 minutes after this month, 15 minutes before the end of this month, so then the Magen Avraham writes, you only have to put in half the amount of oil. Only put in oil, then it should burn for 15 minutes. What are you going to have it burn for a half hour? If there's nobody going to be there for the next 15 minutes. So hardly anybody from the thousands of people that would have been there the first half hour, after the first half hour, the next 15 minutes, only going to be 100 people, only going to be 50 people. That doesn't count. And so calls the Rebbe Menashe. The Magen Avraham says you only put in oil to burn for 15 minutes. And if you're lighting 5 minutes before the end of the month, you only have to put in oil that it should burn for the last 5 minutes. That's how the Magen Avraham says. Yeah, but the manager that we are modeling this name Babayis, we light inside the house. We don't worry about what's doing in the street, whether the peace places us. We don't worry about that. Whether there are people or not people, we're not so interested in them. We're interested in the audience in the house. So the shayla is, do you even have to put in so much oil that it should burn for half an hour? But they used to light in the street, so they had, in the course of the half an hour, so they had many different people walking by. The people who passed by let's say, 5 o'clock, if they started at 5:05, that was one group. Between 5:05 and 5:06, the other group between 5:06, 5:07, every couple of minutes, a different group of people. So you have half an hour, you can't buy a lot of people, because you're putting in a lot of people. But if you model it to do things for the Bnei Abayis, so up until the time the Bnei Abayis go to sleep, you have like also the regular Bnei Abayis. How long do the candles have to burn? Do they have to still burn for half an hour? Some Achrayim say it's not necessary. Everybody, all the father and the mother and all the 10 children, they already saw the menorah. It's not burning. So what do you mean the people should see it for half an hour? The idea of the half an hour is that all the different people should see it. That's what some Achrayim have. And the later, I think the Bach has like that. And the later Achrayim disagree and they say no. That since the Chachamim or the Tzadikim that it should light for half an hour, so that's what we should do. We should have this for half an hour, even though it's the same people, even though it's the same people looking in the menorah for half an hour. The Tzadikim, the Tzadikim was a Sfardi. He was born in Eretz Yisrael. He was born in Yerushalayim, and then so he had Sfardish and Menhogim. So he took a Rabbonis in Russia. But they had different minhagim. They didn't even have a normal Ashkenazi minhagim. They had the irregular Ashkenazi minhagim. He didn't know whether he was coming or going to the Mount Manan. They kept on corresponding with all the Rabbanim in Europe. With the Mitzvahs and Abshalom Elazom in the late 1800s, with all the different Rabbanim, was to find out whether the Balabatim are doing right or wrong. He had no way of knowing what they're supposed to be doing over there. So he has a lot of his Sefer, the Sefer, this correspondence back and forth about the Minhag HaKoyim, about Ashkenaz and Sfarad. And what is Balabatim? And then the Seif Yomov, he gave up his whole Rabbanus and couldn't figure out what was going on. And he moved back to the Yemei Yishiv in Hebron. He died there, buried in the cemetery in Hebron. So he writes a lot of interesting personal things. He writes that every year, the ladies of Zilgin, of Ishul, whatever, the women used to make menorah, used to make candles for Hanukkah, and they used to sell the candles or whatever for a half a dollar. A package of candles, 44 candles for half a dollar. Candles were so tiny they only burned for 20 minutes. And this was instituted based on the Bach, that his mother version of Lukin is just mixed, he don't need a half hour. And he was very upset about this, he didn't correspond about this, he knew I was wrong. This was not right. He said it's not right to rely on those posts. He more corrected that even his mother version breakfast announced. He writes that he encouraged them that they should make candles that should burn for more than a half hour, and they should charge a full dollar until they made more money. Instead, they were used to the business of Hanukkah on holiday, and they made more money for the shul. Everybody was happy. But there is such an opinion. Because the Rambam writes Ukam Mochas, he shows approximately half an hour, and he writes it really depends how long the people stay away. So that's why there are some who fake shots based on the Rambam. Follow. But let's say the Bana said that we're Madrik Nibbitnim. So if the people in the household are going to stay up till 1 2 o'clock in the morning, so when they're light, you have to light, maybe it's going to last until 2 o'clock in the morning. Not the half hour. The half hour is only for your Madrik for the Bnei Mishra Sarabim, and the time they're going to disappear because there are no speed lamps. After half an hour, the street is clear of pedestrians. So if the Bana said that we're Madrik Nibbitnim, and the people in the house are going to stay up late, so you should have it. You shouldn't just burn half an hour. It should burn till 2 o'clock in the morning. Well, let's say those are mablik mibachud. Today you have street lights. And people walk around all night long, so the menorah should light till the middle of the night, till everybody, till all the big crowds are gone. But as they say, there are double or some rates. You can live across the street from the Edison Theater in Geula. So he used to light his menorah in such a way that the people staying for the last show will see the menorah as they walk home. And after that, there are still people roaming around because there are street lights in English lights. But that's not the way, that's called Kolsa Megal Menorah. So he used to light outside. So light outside for the Bnei Mishra Sarabim. So there's still big groups of people that be roaming around 11:30 at night. If he held, you have to light the so long. The Minigolim is not so. The Minigolim is that you just need for half an hour. You never need more than a half an hour, and sometimes even less than a half an hour. Like the Magen Avraham said, if you're lighting for the outside, and it's only 15 minutes left to go, and after 15 minutes there's no one going to be there, so you only have to put in oil that will burn for 15 minutes. Or some oil that you're not going to do this thing. But you don't have to have the minority thing, you don't have to have the half hour's worth of oil. Is a separate sefer on Hilchos Chanukah, was written by the Rebbe Sotva, Matirish Melech Vinaver, called Chizushim Bo'ar Tov, which are three other melech from Vinaver. But he also claims like that, based on the Rambam. He says that the Rambam wrote, Kamo Chatzishor approximately, he says, not a halacha much to see in our Chatzishor. it depends how long the people are roaming around. He claims also, like Ravel said, that if the people are going to be roaming around, he says, it's not as good. If people walk in the street for more than half an hour because they have street lights, so then you have to have those who light outside, have to have the candles burning till the middle of the night till the people go to sleep. As long as the people are still roaming around. For many years, the Jews in Europe followed what Pesach said, that the Madlik Milifnim, we're not Madlik outside, like Shabbat HaKhala, we're afraid of it. They're going to give us a hard time. So the Shaila came up when they came back there to Israel, and they made a Jewish Medina, and at the time that there used to be police protection, the army used to protect the Jews. So the Shaila was, maybe they should stop fighting Eretz Chanukah outside. That's where the Obelis is. That's how many, many people have the practice and have to sort the light outside. So one of the Rabbanim, came, I think that shortly after the Second World War, he was a member of the Rabbanut, wrote in his Chulis, Bar Yehoshua, his name was Dain Ehrenberg, he's a Dain in Tel Aviv. He wrote, has three volumes of Shalit Chulis. The first volume has a finish that when the Tanoim enacted this takana that you should light the Rechanek after it's a place in Bachut, the Shas HaSakan Menich HaShulchan V'Dai. He claims, the Shas HaSakan means the Shas HaSakan V'Eilah. From that time on, that we reached the point in history that there was a Takana, so from that time on, the nature of the Takana changed, and now the only way to fulfill the mitzvah is Menich HaShulchan V'Dai. If you want to be a Prumet Tzadik and light outside, you're not Yosef. But the Takana was, you have to light up the Menich HaShulchan V'Dai. Everybody wrote in the first volume. So everybody is acting because the practice had already developed in Eretz Yisrael before he came. He came after the Second World War. Before he came, the practice was a lot of people would light outside. They had more pistol in these. So everybody sent him letters that was not so. And the second volume, he had quite a few letters just defending what he wrote, like the Netanyahu did in Yom. There's a lot of letters. And a lot of Jews just to defend what he wrote in the first chedesh of the Netanyahu. So we're also have a few essays in the second volume of the Vayeshua, just to defend his original position. I don't think it's the accepted opinion. The accepted opinion is only the Shas HaSakana, but once the Sakana blows over, then you revert back to the Ikeredin. Ikeredin is the Mabek Ner Chanukah, Al Pesach Peis and Libahut. You want to get more Pesach in you. You always have to keep in mind the two problems that Halakha Ner Chanukah and Chanukah. You want to light in such a public fashion to gain as much facilities as possible, as many people as possible should see. But on the other hand, I live over here. If I'll be Madlik in Times Square, it's not the Beisol. You have to be Madlik the Beisol. So it has to be close enough to your house that it should be late to your house, and the Chatzila far enough away from your house to accomplish as much facilities as possible. So that's a Machlokes Rashi and Tosfos that's quoting Shulchan Aruch exactly how far away should it be the Chatzila. Rashi learned of Pesach Beisah, that's the Lashon of the Beisah. Of Pesach Beisah Mibachut. Even though in front of his bayit is a chotzer, then you have the Shitzarat in front. The Rashi's opinion is that if you like a Pesach HaChotzer, you won't be able to. It's too far removed, it's not the start to Beisah. As he's after Al Pesach HaChotzer. Beisah disagrees and says, no, this Beisah, this strange Beisah that is an abnormal case. The Brisa says, Nechanike, Nitzvah, Nichah, Pesach, Pesach, Nibachut. That's an abnormal case. That's the only case that the fellow has a bayis bordering on the Mishusarat. But a normal house borders on a chotzer, and then a chotzer borders on the Mishusarat. The Brisa is saying, normally, the Gemara says, Yoterish, chotzer, on chotzer, gimel o menalo. Chotzer, sheesh, no shnei, psof, and sviche, shnei, neiris. You see that you buy a Pesach, a chotzer. The Brisa is saying, you don't buy a Pesach, a bayis. Buy a Pesach, a chotzer. That's a machlekes Rashi and Tosfos. Tosfos says this gemara that says you light on Pesach HaMayim is only if there is no chotzer in front. If there's no chotzer in front, then you should light. Then I'm being told, Mavui. Then the Mavui is bordered on the Mishusarab, open on the Mishusarab. So if you have a person has a bayis in a chotzer, so the Mechaber passes like Tosfos, that you light on Pesach HaChotzer against Rashi. Mishnah Brewer is not so convinced that we should follow the Mechaber. He says, what about Rashi, what about the Ran, and the whole group of Hashem, we're all like Rashi, he's not so convinced that you follow Tosfos. Even though Mechaber only quotes Tosfos, that you light Al-Pesach HaChotzer, Mishnah Berurah says in the Bir HaLoch, maybe you should really follow Rashi to light Al-Pesach HaChotzer.
But anyway, the Mechaber writes that you light a Pesach HaChatzim. What's he going to light? Not a Pesach HaChatzim, you're going to light a Pesach HaMoavim. Further out, then even the Mechaber's Masim says that's something. So that's the question, what about this Zman HaZeh? This Zman HaZeh, if a person has the person lives in an apartment house. Let's say on the first floor of the apartment house, he lives on the first floor. If he's going to light a Pesach day, so the people on the floor will see. Maybe you should light Al Pesach HaChotzer. Maybe you should light. This is all part of the Chotzer. Maybe he can light where you have the clear door opening up into the Chotzer from the street, so more people will see. Why should you only light in front of the closet door? So the people who live on the floor should see. The people who live near him should see. When they walk in the hallway, if this is my hallway, this is my Chotzer, so I can light even Al Pesach HaChotzer outside of the Chotzer. Let's say I don't want to light outside of pushing my luck too much. Let's say I want to light inside the hallway, inside the chotzer, facing the front door, so more people will be able to see. So the Chorek wanted to say, that should be good. You can even light up until a Pesach HaChotzer. You can certainly light in the chotzer. You can light a Pesach HaChotzer. But the question is the Ramon Hilchas Erevin? When Erevin was sometimes distinguished between a chotzer and a bubble and a bite, there are differences. And the Ramon quotes that Trumas Adeshin, that Bizman is there, ain't long a din chotzer. We don't really have a din chotzer Bizman is there. It's only considered a chotzer if you have really more hiskamshus. Let's say the people who live in an apartment building, they never really have any picnics on the floor. The children sit and do homework in the lobby. In my lobby, people come to take dates to the lobby because they have nice couches there. So people come from other buildings and they sit. It's like a fella. But that part of the lobby, the floors higher up don't have any couches, no one takes any dates in. And no, the kids don't play in the hallway. The neighbors would kill them if they play in the hallway. They make noise. They don't play, they just, when you bring your groceries home, you come from a trip, so you leave your valises in the hallway for 5 minutes, and then you bring it into your apartment. You don't really have any hishtamshes in the hallway. That's what the Ramah quotes from the Trumas Adesh, that ain't long of din chatzah bizman. And that's what they quote from the Chazon Ish. Since Ein Lama Din Chotzer Bizman Hazeh Benigyei to Erevin, they thought, who had the name Benigyei to Hilchas Chanukah? That you cannot light in the hallway. You cannot light in the hallway. It doesn't have a Din Chotzer. Bizman HaGemara, Bizman HaShulchan Aruch, the earlier years that there was a Shtamshes of the Chotzer, so the Havlokah is good, either B'Beisah or Pesach Beisah, in the Chotzer up until Pesach HaChotzer, and you should L'Chatchila prefer to light so far away to gain the maximum pistonimus. But this man is there, it's like a Pesach HaMavri, that's too far out of it. Even in the hallway, it's not called a chotzer because it doesn't have a din chotzer. That's why it's a big question in the dormitory of the earth if you light anywhere other than your room. Because ain't one a din chotzer this man is there. Maybe in the dormitory there are shtickle here because the people, the dormitory is like a club. I mean, you just knock on someone else's door and you walk in and they go to night. So they pop in on each other, they walk around in bathrobes, half undressed, whatever, in the hallways, walk around in the hallways. The hallways in the dormitory is different from the hallways of an apartment house. It's different, maybe the hallways, yes, but the hallway in the first floor. On the first floor, I have no shakas with the people who live upstairs. How was that? That's highly questionable if that's called a chotzer. Mark quotes the Braisa from Masecha from the Gilas Tainis regarding the miracle of Nes Chanukah, that all of the oil was Tomei, and they only found one container of oil that was Tohar, and they lit with that, and a miracle occurred, and it burned for all 8 days. So the Tnei Yeshua has a famous kasha that they asked before the Tnei Yeshua. They only have a din that when it comes to Hakrobas Kavanis, Shizmanim Kavua, like most Kavanis people, like Havlokas HaManeri is one of them. Havlokas HaManeri is a purpose of Zman HaKavua. So if you can't do it with Taharis, they do it with Tumah. The thing is that you're permitted to do it with Tumah for Leis Brei. Here also, they didn't have Shem and Tohar. So what was the whole need for the whole Nes? The Halacha says that you should be allowed to use the Shem and Tohar. So the Prichadosh has a teretz. Prichadosh has a discussion. Prichadosh has a teretz that all Achronim say is ridiculous. And the others say it's not so ridiculous. Chodesh says that the only say tumah is mutter if it's sibur, if it's tumas mago. But if it's tumah yotzal mikufa, that's an issue in itself. Let's have Pesach HaBo b'tumah. If the rei has sibur is tumah, So you bring the carbon Pesach and the Seder Terumah, but it says only those who are Tmei Mason, those who touch the Keres, those who touch the Mace, they're allowed to eat the carbon Pesach and the Seder Terumah. Unless they are Zav, Azel, Vanir, the Aledis, HaMitzorah, the five people who have Tumah Yotzer and the Rukhoi, are not allowed to participate in the carbon Pesach, because that Tumah is Mochon. So he suggests, Pesach writes, they're not sure of the whether the Xerah the Rabbanon, the bottom places on Chafalach, they're not sure whether the Xerah the Rabbanon that they treat Nochrim as if they are a Zav, had that Xerah been instituted already, or was that instituted in later generations? They're not sure. So the Bichadish Hesi thinks that that's the answer. That Xerah had already been instituted, but Allah treats all the Nochrim like a Zav. And since they're considered like a Zav, the Zav is a Chatumah Yerkov Bigufoi, so since the Shemin became Tomei because of Mada HaZav, so therefore, the din that you're permitted to bring for a bonus in the state of Tumah doesn't apply. But the Zav is a Tumah Yosav Nasik. So the later Achayim answered, it doesn't make any sense what he said. We're not talking that the Zav should be Makum to Kabbalah. We're talking the Shemin was in the Kabbal Tumah from Maga HaZav, or from Heset HaZav. So it's like that, that's not Tumah Yosav Nasik, but that's Tumah Smago. So what's the problem? If you have an Adam Tohar, if you have a Kohen who's Tohar, wants to be modeling the menorah with Shemin that was Nitma, to Maga Hazav, to Maga Hazav, it's Maga. So that's not too much. So that's what all Achayim asked. They think the Bichonish Mamish made a mistake. He made a mistake. So the Netziv writes in his commentary on the Shulchan, Bichodosh didn't make a mistake. He writes, that is the Rambam's opinion. We're so used to thinking like Taisus, we forgot that the Rambam has a different sheet. Taisus distinguishes between Tumah Yotzal Migufoi and Tumah Smagra. But whenever Tumah Smagra is put a bit deeper, whatever Tumah Yotzal Migufoi, it's also true. But the Rambam's opinion is that it's not true. So only Tumah that's Mutter B'tzibur is Tumah Smeis. Even Maga Hazav is not Mutter B'tzibur. The famous, the Rambam is the famous. So it says that Bichadosh is writing his answer along the lines of the Rambam. If one thinks like the Rambam, that even Maga Hazav is not Mutter B'tzibur, only Maga Hameis, only Tumah Smeis is Mutter B'tzibur. Because the original pasuk of Tumah being Mutter B'tzibur is in Parshas, where is it? In the Halachah, by Pesach Sheni. Ma'ayin Hashem Shohayt Tmein LeNefesh Adam, they were Tmein Mason. They couldn't bring a Korban Pesach. So Moshe Rabbeinu told them that a Yochid is Nitzel LePesach Sheni. But if the Robot Tzibur is Tomei Tumas Meis, then they're allowed to bring Pesach Rishon in the state of Tumas. So that's only Tumas Meis. The Rambam holds even Tumas Maga HaSheretz not. Even Maga HaSheretz not. Maga HaZav not. Only Tumas Maga HaMeis. Tais is sheet to the Kama says no. So Tais says no. All Tumas Maga is Mutter B'tzibur. Only Tumah Yotzer Migufoi is also B'tzibur. He points out that according to the Chodesh is following the opinion of the Rambam that there's no Heter B'tzibur for Maga HaZav. Fascinating sugya. Okay, I got to run to a wedding.